Well, Geert, we have put a lot of time in here and it has been very enlightening. And I really feel that I have a great understanding now of your concern. It seems like a very well thought out concern. You've backed it up with evidence, which we've shown here today. And so to me, you appear genuine. The question will be, I suppose, is Geert right? Are his theories correct? And I think we're in an unfortunate position where we're going to have to choose a side. We're either going to have to choose a Paul Offit or we're going to listen to Geert Van den Bosch. And I would say, under those circumstances, that it's an easy decision for me. There is no risk to our children. We already know in the FDA meetings, they're concerned about, myocarditis and pericarditis, issues that we know are problems with the children. Right there's a risk already. But I do think when you speak of it, that risk would pale in its impact on our children and perhaps on our species if what you're concerned about ends up coming to fruition because of, as you've described it, a colossal mistake in science that could lead to a tsunami of morbidity and mortality. And so, Geert, I want to say that whether or not you've nailed every part of this, you've clearly thought about all of it. I will say that I don't see the risk in listening to you right now. I see great risk in not listening because should you have that moment of, I told you so, when I hear the passion in your voice, I'm horrified at what this world looks like the moment all that is left is your I told you so.
Yeah, and thanks to you, Dell, for giving me the opportunity to speak on that platform. And frankly speaking, my biggest anger is indeed the refusal for discussion and an open debate. That is, I'm beyond angry because this is where we could have clarified. In the meantime, it has gone process so far, progressed that far, that it seems to me like this is something we can completely forget about. A dialogue, an open scientific dialogue, even open to the public. I don't know what the courts will do because there you have case against case. And as I told you, if you have you take a snapshot here and you take a snapshot there, who's going to win? And so my choice has been to do at least an effort to explain as good as we can, and with help of some people who can make the message easier to understand, to reach out to the people themselves, because at the end of the day, they are the ones who are really concerned, very much concerned by this. It's their health, it's the health of their children, and they need to make decisions, or sometimes even coerced to make decisions. That they have no clue what the impact is going to be, not only at the short term, but also at the longer term. So, to the extent that you can help us reach these people, I'm really very, very grateful to you and your team. Thanks.
Well, what you have just taken part in by spending this time with us on the high wire, I think is essentially a master class in virology, immunology, and the idea of a mass vaccination program in the face of a pandemic. Something that apparently no one working at the FDA, the CDC, the WHO have ever considered. I recognize that we are really deep in here, and for some of us, it may sound repetitive, but if you go back and watch it, as I've had to do, I want to be clear with you. This did not just sink in one sitting with Geert Van den Bosch. I had to hear many of these things over and over again, which we use graphs to try and help you along, but I would definitely recommend going back and trying to really take time with this to let it settle in. If you understand what he is talking about, so much of what we are seeing in the world starts to make a lot more sense. When we're seeing these headlines coming out of Austria, coming out of Israel, coming out of Ireland, so much of this was predicted by Geert Van den Bosch. Now, to make this impossible, I want to thank the Oracle film team that managed to figure out a way to get from England up into Belgium to shoot Geert Van den Bosch and set up this incredible interview that we were able to do. I want to thank all of you in our audience that are donating and supporting the High Wire so that we can bring you these fairly extravagant events and bring together some of the great scientists from around the world in a way that you just saw it, that you will not find anywhere else. This was not a Zoom call. It was not just two squares in a box. We really wanted to make sure that you had a package, this masterclass, that first you could understand it, and then hopefully we'll decide to share this with everyone you know. As we sit here, I want to say this, that, again, I'm just a journalist. The only thing that we can do is try to find, you know, the best scientists in the world speaking on a topic. Is it possible that Geert Van den Bosch is wrong, that the outcome will not be as dire as he is predicting that it might be? Of course. All science must recognize that the science is never settled. I've said it over and over and over again. But there is an arrogance taking place in the science on the other side that believes we're just going, it doesn't matter that the first two shots didn't work, a third shot will probably do it, maybe a fourth or a fifth. Not considering this pressure that you keep wiping out the viruses that were easy to handle, selecting for a more and more dangerous variant. They are not stopping what they're doing, and they're not listening or having a conversation with Geert Van den Bosch. They're not admitting to us that natural immunity is better than vaccinated immunity. In fact, they're hiding that from us. And now we find out that all the details that world-renowned scientists need to look at from the trials at Pfizer are being hidden, and hopefully if the FDA gets its way for 55 freaking years, we can no longer trust the health agencies of the United States of America. We can no longer just sit back and think, you know what? They've got it covered. I want to get on with the rest of my day. It is unfortunate that we all have to sit here together and take a master class in biology. I'm telling you, when I was in the middle of this, working with Geert, I thought, oh my God, I'm in biology hell here. This was not my number one topic in school, I assure you. But my passion for understanding what was happening in my world has led me to this point. And now we must all get passionate about it. So here is why I am so serious and why I am sticking with Geert Van den Bosch, with all the scientists we've interviewed, and why I think it's so important that you share this video. I said it at the end there in the interview, that what do we have to lose by sharing his story? If he ends up being wrong, all we did was not vaccinate our kids that never needed the damn vaccine anyway. In fact, we only know that it causes injury. We've proved that in so many other shows. So that's the big loss if we get this wrong. On the other hand, if he's right and we vaccinate our children and we let our relatives and our sisters and our brothers and all of our extended friendships vaccinate their kids because we just didn't want to have that uncomfortable conversation, we could be looking at a situation that we don't get to sit back and just say, oh, well, look what happened to them. It's all of us. We are talking about a partial extinction event, watching large parts of our species disappear. And then what are we going to do with all those bodies? What does this look like? I get it. None of us have been through, you know, any sort of, those of us living in America and most of the world now haven't been through some sort of world war where we saw catastrophe and disease and dying all around us. We don't even know what this looks like. So do we just compartmentalize it and send it off because, well, it sounds like a science fiction movie, therefore I'm going to treat it just like the science fiction movie I saw at the movie theater, go home and forget about it? Here's what I know. I know that 8 months ago, Geert Van den Bosch expressed many of his concerns. Back when the Alpha variant was the dominant strain, a variant that was killing very few people, only those that had multiple comorbidities over the age of, say, 70 or 80 years old. And he said, if you don't listen to me, how you'll know I'm right, and it's heading the direction I'm talking about, is you will see a variant you cannot stop. And lo and behold, came the Delta variant. He said the vaccine is going to fail to stop infections. It's going to fail to stop transmission. In fact, almost every headline we've delivered to you on the High Wire over the last 6 months have been laying out exactly what Geert Van den Bosch said was going to happen. So did he only get it all right up until now? The only thing that's wrong is his ending to this story? I pray that that is the case. But do our prayers mean that we just sit back and let whatever's going to happen, happen, and hope God takes care of us, or Paul Offit ends up coming up with another vaccine and he's right that somehow the virus just kills itself since we didn't do it? I don't want to wait for that. I want you, those that are watching the high wire, that feel the passion with which Geert Vanden Bosch, that understood enough of that interview to say, you know what? There is something about what he is saying that is ringing so true. And as terrifying as it may be, he is saying we can do something about it. Now, the part we didn't really get into in the depth of that interview is all he is saying is we need to release the pressure on this virus immediately. We need to stop the mass vaccination campaign, leave the children alone, let their innate immune systems continue to just beat this thing every time they come in contact with it. And instead of vaccines, start using the drugs that are available. He didn't name any, but we know what they are. We have treatments, and by using treatments, even some of the prophylactic treatments and drugs, they don't create the immune pressure that vaccines do. Let's stop letting people tell us that ivermectin doesn't work and hydroxychloroquine doesn't work and forget about vitamin D and quercetin and all these other things. All of those are measures that are going to slowly bring down the pressure while protecting those that are using it. And sure, there will be those that get infected and we'll give them treatments when they do. But all of that releases the pressure so the virus goes back to a natural state that doesn't become more and more and more and more infectious. We have a way forward, but we cannot wait for those that have already lied to get us into it, that are already probably covering their own butts because they know they're going to jail once we recognize what happened here. They're not going to protect us because if they do, if they finally admit it, it's over for them. Their entire legacy and their dream of being in history books is going to be over. Clear all of those egos out of the way and recognize right now, it is truly up to us. You now understand something. If you wrap your head around what Geert Vanden Bosch, you understand science in a way that many of the professionals of the world do not understand at all. So here's what I would like you to do. We have a Thanksgiving week coming up. Maybe don't go and do it on Thanksgiving, but as you're driving to meet with your families, why don't you just say, you know what? I saw a video that I think is very important for us all to understand. It's a bit like a science class, but let's get some cheese, let's cut up some apples, and let's sit down. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long. And it's something that if we all understand this, we can make a better world and perhaps avoid one of the greatest scientific accidents in the history of mankind. Each one of us should take on a goal to say, can I get 10 people to watch this video? Is there a way that those 10 people, I know who they know, and I can convince them to take it further so that I personally am responsible for getting 100 people to stop this insanity by watching a video that will help them understand it? And there's enough information, as you know, those things that maybe did go over your head or felt like it was too deep, guess what? Your doctor friends should understand it. Your virology friends should understand it. Your friend that's a scientist or is a, you know, a computer expert, they're going to understand it. And then they can start asking questions and doing their own research. Please, we didn't do all this work just so we could sit there and go, man, was that a terrifying interview? If that is our reality, we are the only ones that can change this course now. Like no other demand I've ever made on the high wire, I don't care how much you want to donate or how much you want to take care of it, will all be meaningless. All of this will have been meaningless if we sit and look at a wreckage and a rubble of our society and people dying all around us to say, oh, geez, as it turns out, Geert Vanden Bosch was right. We can't afford that I told you so. So let's come together now. Let's do what we do powerfully and share this video with every single person you know. And then, hopefully, God will intervene, people's hearts and minds will open up, and we will come to our senses and admit we've made a tragic error, we have a terrible vaccine, we should stop rewriting language, stop redefining herd immunity, redefining a vaccination, redefining what, cut it out. Stop rewriting our encyclopedias and our dictionaries. Let's get back to science. Let's get back to the truth. Let's get back to transparency. We can force that to happen. And the high wire will lead the way. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your time with your family. But remember, part of enjoying your family is having moments to have educated and important discussions. That is what makes us who we are. That is what makes great republics and free nations great, is because we share our thoughts with each other. Let's celebrate what we've achieved. Let's celebrate who we are. Let's celebrate the power that we have to decide how we are going to move forward. I'll see you next week on The High Wire.